Welcome to the debut podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis Van Sloot, and I'll be your host today. I want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Today's podcast is actually part one of a three-part series of our Treadmill Buying Guide podcast series. And today's podcast, we hope to help you determine a price point to help you set your budget when you're shopping around for a treadmill. In the second part of the three-part series, we'll be highlighting the important components of treadmills that you'll want to be aware of as you compare treadmills. And then in part three, we'll discuss extra features and warranties that typically come with treadmills that you'll just want to be familiar with, so you know you're comparing apples to apples as you're shopping around. Now, with treadmills, you know, they seem like simple machines, but they are a little more complex than meets the eye. And with treadmills, just like anything, any significant purchase you make, research is critical. If you don't do at least even a little bit of research, chances are you're going to end up spending more than you need to. And there's a good chance you'll end up with a treadmill that simply doesn't meet your needs and will end up being an expensive clothes hanger sitting in the corner collecting dust. We know how that goes when it comes to home exercise equipment. But hopefully with these podcasts, we'll help avoid that and we'll help you determine your budget and a price point so that you get a great machine that fits within your budget and that will actually get used. So with that being said, let's figure out how we can determine a general price range to expect to spend when you're out shopping for treadmills. Now, when it comes to treadmills, price generally reflects quality. So the more expensive the machine is, the better quality you're going to get. For example, a $1,500 treadmill is, you know, typically better than, let's say, an $800 treadmill. Now, the good news is the bulk of the quality treadmills for the home are going to fall in that $1,000 to $2,000 price range. So, you know, you want to avoid anything less than $1,000, but chances are you're not going to have to spend more than $2,000 on a new treadmill. Now, you certainly can, and as we discuss in today's podcast, there might be some circumstances where you might need to, but for most of you, $1,000 to $2,000 is the typical price range you're going to be looking at for a high-quality home treadmill. Now, that is kind of a general price range, $1,000 to $2,000. How do we narrow it down a little bit more? Well, I'm going to pose some questions here, and hopefully as you listen to these questions and think about them and answer them, you'll be able to determine yourself how much to realistically expect to spend on a new treadmill. First question, how much do you have to spend? Kind of an obvious question. We've already determined you want to spend a minimum of $1,000. Again, anything less than $1,000 is just not going to work. You might get a few quality workouts. It might last a couple months, but that thing is just not going to last long, and it's going to probably end up being very costly as far as repairs. And in the end, it's probably going to be the machine that ends up as a clothes hanger in the corner of your room. So avoid those machines. And again, you might be able to spend $2,000 on a treadmill, but chances are you're not going to need to spend that much. But know what your maximum amount is so that you don't go over that. Second question to think about, how many people will be using the treadmill? Will it just be you, a roommate, a spouse, kids? The more users, the more wear and tear the treadmill is going to take. And the more wear and tear the treadmill is going to take, the more quality you're going to need in it so that it can withstand that extra wear and tear. Now, as a general rule of thumb, couple people using it, you know, an hour or so a day, you're probably going to be able to get away with $1,000 to $1,500. More people, more hours of usage, you're probably going to want to look closer to $1,500 to $2,000. How much do you weigh and how much do the other people who will be using it weigh? Now, you'll want to pay close attention to the weight limitations of the treadmills you're considering buying. Most of the treadmills in that $1,000 and above price will easily support up to 200 pounds. But if you weigh, you know, 2 1/4, you know, 240, and the rest of the people in your house that will be using it also weigh, you know, 225 and higher, you're going to want to make sure that the treadmill you're buying can support the weight limitations. And this is a common thing to look for in treadmills, and it's usually clearly marked as to what the weight limitations are of the treadmill. Just pay close attention to it and make sure that it will easily, you know, support the average weight of the people using the treadmill. How often will the treadmill be used? I already commented on that. Again, are you looking at using it an hour a day, so roughly 7 hours a week? Or are we talking 2 hours a day, 14 hours a week? Again, the more wear and tear, the more quality you're going to want to look for in a treadmill, and so you're going to want to spend a little bit more. Again, if you're looking at 2 hours a day, roughly 14 hours a week, you're going to want to spend $1,500 as a minimum, and probably going to have to spend closer to $2,000. How will the treadmill primarily be used? Will you be walking on it primarily, jogging, running? Again, the less wear and tear, the lower quality machine you need. The more wear and tear, the higher the quality machine you're going to need. So if you're doing walking, light jogging, $1,000 to $1,500 is probably going to be fine. If you're doing jogging or running, probably going to want to be in that $1,500 price range to $2,000. And if you're a serious runner or training for a marathon, anything like that, you're going to want to look at spending a minimum $2,000 and beyond. So those are kind of some of the things to think about as you're determining your price point, your price range, and determining your budget. So again, to recap, determine your upper limits. You know, that's fine. You can spend $2,000, $3,000, but again, realize you're probably not going to have to spend that much. And realize you're going to spend at least $1,000 on a quality treadmill that will last for many years and that will give you a quality workout. And then again, the more wear and tear the machine gets, the higher the quality of the machine you're going to want to buy. And just go through those questions again. How many people will be using it? What is the average weight of the people using it? How often will the treadmill be used? Will it be used primarily for walking, jogging, or running? And the more wear and tear, the more you're going to need to spend. So that'll kind of help you map out how much you're going to have to fork out for a new treadmill. Now, in the next series of the Treadmill Buying Guide podcast series, we'll be discussing the important components of treadmills you'll want to be familiar with as you compare different treadmill models. So be sure to keep an eye out for that. Until then, be sure to visit besttreadmillsonline.com to get more information on treadmills, including reviews and recommendations of the best treadmills available online today. This is Travis. Thanks for listening and have a great day.